Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
A shocking 51% of adults have yet to write a will, and of those, only 14% bequeath any money in their final testament to charities. Now the advocates My Legacy hope to persuade more of us to start writing a will and think of worthwhile causes when it comes to passing on some of our money. Niall O'Sullivan is the chairperson of My Legacy and is on the line. Good morning, Niall.
Good morning, Joe. Hi.
Now, you've carried out a survey on bequeathals and Ireland. How does it compare with our fellow European nations?
The information I have is that 27% have said that they currently have a will in place. Another 5% are considering doing so. The nearest comparison we have would be the UK, where about half of the adult population would have a will in place.
Niall, I'm going to have to interrupt you there because the signal is quite poor. I don't know if there's another line we can try to go to there. Basically, in this report from My Legacy, it talks about bequeathals and what it can do to pass on money to charity. And I suppose the implications of that, what the tax implications could be and what you should do to when it comes to making a will. I just wonder, do we have any joy with Niall to get a better line there for him? We don't. We'll come back to Niall hopefully in a moment. Okay, I'm going to look at another story that I was looking at in Politico, which means the trash industry is objecting to EU plans to cut waste. Brussels has vowed to stop exporting its pollution, but waste traders are pushing back in order to protect their business. And Politico says that Europe won't put its trash up for sale anymore and its customers are not happy. Long accused of dumping its waste in poorer countries instead of dealing with it, the European Union this year decided to restrict waste shipments, preventing certain materials like plastics or chemicals from being sent to countries that cannot treat them properly. And we will get back now to Niall O'Sullivan from My Legacy. Good morning, Niall, again.
No, hi again.
Sorry, the signal wasn't great. How do we compare to the Brits and Europeans?
Yeah, the UK would have about half of their adult population, according to surveys there, would have a will in place. So, you know, it's quite considerably below. It's a concern for society, I think, that if people don't have wills written, and obviously from a charity's perspective, the more wills that are written, the more possibilities that there may be a charitable gift included also. So it's a concern on many levels, I think.
Okay, is there a reason why we don't leave more money to charity in our wills? Apart from not having the money.
I think we do now, in fairness. I mean, all your economic indicators are very positive at the moment. There's a very significant transfer of wealth happening in Ireland at the moment. So historically, I suppose that people would have left money to the church, but Irish charities are becoming more focused on the area of legacy because they've seen the huge amounts of money being left in other countries, not just in the UK, but in other countries such as Canada, Denmark, Belgium. They're well ahead of us in terms, like if we were the same as the UK in terms of pro rata, like the people who do leave gifts in Ireland are very, very, very good. It's worth in total about 100 million to Irish charities, but it would be triple that, which is a significant multiple, if we were at the same level as our UK counterparts. So we believe there's a huge scope for asking people to consider the idea into the future. And if they consider it, there's a good chance that they will you'll think it's a good idea, we hope.
Are there any tax implications for the charity for receiving something in a will?
No, and it's not in the sense that any charity gift that's left in a will is tax-free to that charity, so it pays no inheritance tax whatsoever. So that is a benefit. There's no incentive other than to make a charitable gift from an inheritance tax perspective for the individual, but the charity itself doesn't pay any inheritance tax, whether that's 335,000 or 1 million or 5,000 euros. Any amount it gets is straight to the charity, effectively.
Now, I had a look as to whether there is a register of wills and testaments, like there are in many other countries, including the UK. There is not in this country, and I contacted the Law Society about that, and they just said there isn't.
Yeah, it's a surprising omission, we would say. I mean, it's not something we campaign on actively, but just from a common sense perspective, in our opinion, we think it would be a good idea to have a register. I know the Law Society and others have kind of circled the wagons and saying, no, we don't need it. They would suggest it adds a level of bureaucracy, but it's very, very minimal, the amount of work that's needed to establish a registry. PPS number, solicitor account name, and individual's name, and I think that's about as much as you need. So, yeah, we'd be disappointed, and there has been attempts by a number of senators in recent times to introduce a wills register. We think it would certainly simplify matters for a lot of people. You know, at a time of stress in their life, if a will can't be found, it's quite stressful, you know, for all concerned.
Yeah, there is also the risk, excuse me, what happens if the solicitor goes out of business after your death?
Yeah, all kind of things happen. Solicitors' firms merges sometimes, like Senator Boyan, when he was speaking on this topic in 2021, was talking about the fact that the firm he was in, he's merged with another firm and changed its name, that other people, you know, the solicitor firm goes down through the generations or is taken over by another local firm. So you'll find that they will, you might have adverts in the Law Gazette trying to find where a possible will may now be held. So it can get quite difficult and I'm sure stressful for all involved.
How much does it cost to make a will?
There isn't a uniform cost. In the region of about 150 euros is what we are told. 150 to 200 euros would be not unusual. Some charities have free will offers as well, so that they will cover the cost of making a will for you. But if you go to a regular solicitor, our understanding is that in the region of 150 euros, occasionally a solicitor will make a will for free if you're already an existing customer. They may see a benefit in retaining you for other purposes as well.
Okay, so the message is consider making a will without delay, and no matter how young you are, get something down on paper and who knows what will happen.
Yeah, and we are so grateful to everyone who does include a charitable gift in their will also. So a huge thank you to anyone who does and does in the future as well.
Okay, Niall, thanks so much. That's Niall O'Connor, the Chief Executive of My Legacy.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.